Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 11th. And the news this morning, overnight EWA prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter at 484 and a quarter, December wheat down 6 cents at 555 and a half, and November beans down 5¾ cents at 1265 and three quarters. We did have some sales here this morning, 121,000 metric tons of beans to China, 213,000 metric tons received for delivery to unknown, that's most likely China. Crude oil is down 65 cents a barrel. We rallied about 50 cents off the lows, but the lower prices in crude oil weighed on the bean oil a little bit overnight. Bean oil down about 35 ticks. This morning, the rest of the markets are relatively quiet. The Dow looks open up about 70 higher. The bonds about a full basis point higher. Silver up, gold up. The dollar down just 9 ticks out here. I think the trade is really going to be trying to just wait for the report tomorrow. Average guesses are corn production at 15.1 billion bushels. The yield is 173.5. That's just a little bit lower than last month, where it was 173.8. The bean production, 4.132. That's down just a little bit from last month with a yield reduction of about 0.2 of a bushel. The carryout's pretty big on the corn, 2.145 billion bushels. The beans, 236, which is 16 million over last month. And the wheat, 646, that's about 30 million above last month. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here if these are the numbers, but some people think these numbers will improve. With better reports coming in from the fields. I'm not sure that the good numbers are enough to offset some of the really poor numbers out there. But certainly a lot better than one would expect considering the growing season we had this year. The corn harvest is 34% complete versus 31. Beans 43 complete versus 37. Winter wheat planted 57 versus 57. Corn condition unchanged at 53%, good to excellent, and the beans down 1 percentage point at 52%, good to excellent. So overall, we'll see if the export sales help bolster the beans. But, you know, the war rages on in Israel, it rages on in Ukraine. You know, we really haven't heard much about Ukraine in the last 3 days with the war in Israel, but it's still going on, still making life difficult for the Ukrainians to get grain out, but we'll see how that pans out. Obviously, the Russians are selling very cheap wheat out here. That deal with the Egyptians for 480,000 metric tons at prices below the floor the Russians have set may have been a little bit of a surprise to the market. I think that's why the wheat was down yesterday. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.